All right, guys, welcome to Unapologetic. So it's cuffing season now, which means many of us might be needing a pickup artist. And today we're going to be reacting to two of them featured in a Jubilee video and see just how good they are at picking up women. Let's get into it. Young Apollo with the butter. All right, so I've got Scott and Taylor with me today. We're going to be reacting to these pickup artist videos. Guys, have you ever had to use pickup lines on a woman before?
Not successfully.
I've had to use them, but definitely not successfully either.
What are your go-to? What'd you do in those situations?
Oh my gosh. No, I've never, I don't know. I don't think I've ever actually used a real pickup line. I just only like in jokes, like okay. You read, you know, are those astronaut pants? Because your butt's out of this world, stuff like that.
Oh, no.
You don't actually try those. You just laugh at them.
Right.
Flash a smile and a head nod and be like, hey, what's up, girl?
Hey, what's up, girl?
That's all Scott needs to do. Some of us are, you know, actually have to try.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Whenever I walk down the street, it's just like, what up, ma? Hey, ma. That's what I get from a lot of guys. So they might need a pickup artist, something they might be able to work on. We're going to react to this Jubilee video today where they bring in pickup artists and have people react to their videos right in front of them. So without further ado, let's start watching.
I'm Vince Kelvin.
I'm Chris Nappy. I'm a dating coach and pickup artist.
I'm known to make men less creepy.
I don't believe Kelvin. I'm just going to go off of looking at him, just that first impression. I don't believe Kelvin is making men less creepy.
You're judging a book by its cover, Amala.
I am. You know, sometimes you have to do that, especially as a woman. You know, I will agree with the feminist narrative there. Sometimes you do have to judge men by looking at them. And if Kelvin walked up to me, I would be walking in the other direction. Not going to lie. Not going to lie. Anyways, and I do recognize the other guy because he looks like somebody on TikTok who's like one of those dude bros, gives guys advice. So I have a feeling neither of these are going to hit a home run for me, but let's keep watching.
I understand where the opinion's coming from, but I don't really like the language because it's like objectifying women as like a sexual object.
I'm like disgusted. I'm like, ugh.
You're not entitled to women's attention.
I think he's just trying to sell a product at the end of the day, you know?
Oh, this is crazy.
The OG.
Attract and seduce more beautiful women. Learn
how
to approach
she's got a website.
Girls with ease and drive them crazy with attraction. The art of seduction is critical to your success as a man. Right now, already, what I'm seeing is a lot of toxic masculinity.
Oh, pause.
The idea that in order to...
I knew the girl was going to be a feminist when she had her little soundbite before, because she's calling this toxic masculinity. Let's actually break this down. Do you think the art of seducing women or having the ability to seduce women is actually part of masculinity? Is that a fair part of masculinity? Is that like something that you guys have experienced?
Okay, so... being able to be attractive to women is part of masculinity, mm-hmm. but I being manipulative is toxic masculinity. So I think that's the distinction.
Sure.
And so I think there's a lot of both maybe going to be mixed in this guy's whole approach. And so to the degree that it's manipulative and like using these, you know, weird tactics to like, I don't know, trick girls into liking you or making yourself appear attractive. There's like best practices leading into masculinity in ways that are conventionally attractive, or like, you know, just doing the best you can with what you have and putting your best foot forward and all that. You know, you can take good advice on that. But when it gets into like the, you know, how to deceptively make women fall for you territory, that feels more like, you know, toxic.
Yeah, I would agree with that in the sense that like it's, what makes you attractive, or at least this is my take, what makes you attractive to the female sex is definitely your character and how you build your character. It's not necessarily like the games that you play and the words that you say, although those matter. I think it's ultimately how you've built up your character to a point that is going to be attractive to the female, and not necessarily, like Taylor's saying, is just making it this like manipulative game and word salad that you would utilize and weaponize to like seduce the female. Like, do it with your actions, but quietly, if that makes sense.
Right. And they're calling this guy the OG. I'm just like, how is a guy who is rocking that style, no offense, pulling women in a way that makes him the OG of being a pickup artist? And I'll say as well, with manipulating people is toxic regardless of whether you are feminine or masculine. Like, it doesn't matter. Right. I don't think it counts as being toxically masculine if you are manipulating people into dating you or kissing you or whatever the case may be. It's just toxic in general. And women do it all the time as well. I'm looking at y'all, ladies. Let's keep watching.
Have worth as a man, you have to have some sort of level of sexual conquest, and that drives from a very fragile ego.
Or does it?
Described as the...
Because I hear so many girls nowadays, like, have you seen those street interviews of college girls being asked whether or not they want a guy who's never been with a woman, or whether or not they want a guy with experience? And all the girls are like, I want a guy with experience. I don't want a guy who hasn't been with anybody before, because then what is he going to be for me? Women are quite literally encouraging the toxic masculinity that they claim to be against by saying they want a man who is widely experienced with women before they get to her. So I don't know about all that.
King of makeouts, is that true?
I love making out, you know?
Oh, this is crazy.
Okay, wow.
I like her vibe.
A lot of kissing.
Prince Kelvin, the Jeez. King of makeouts. Hands down, over 230 makeouts last year.
Oh my gosh. Who's keeping track of check him for strep and mono. Please have him yeah. checked. He needs to go.
That just doesn't sound healthy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, tomorrow's visit should
Does
be to the clinic.
Does the CDC recommend against that?
Yeah, right? He's a super spreader.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Like, I wonder if he has trouble feeling his emotions, and like he wants that high of making Valid. Out with girls to feel something in his heart.
All of those makeouts seem consensual, so there isn't much that I can say. If y'all both like it, y'all both do y'all thing.
Okay, hold it. Your looks are distracting. You gotta at least say hello if you're gonna pass by with such cool looks.
Okay. That kind of would have got me, honestly. I probably would have stopped.
Huh?
But like, no.
I really mean it, genuinely. I kind of forgot where I was going, and what are your names? Wait, like a civilized hello, a fast one though, because I got to
okay,
run.
Notice these women's body language. They do not want to talk to him. It does not matter that he is complimenting them. They're not interested.
How about you just go to a place where people are open to talk to you in the first place? Most people that are walking on the sidewalk are heading somewhere to do something and don't have the time to talk to some creep.
Pause.
There's multiple...
There's so much to break down there. It's a really difficult thing. And I imagine for guys, at least in the modern age, this is probably something that a lot of men struggle with, is when am I able to talk to women? What is the position that I'm in to have the best results with that? And how do we go about this? Because a lot of women will say, absolutely not. Do not walk up to me. Do not talk to me. And they will have that sort of reaction to a guy that's like Kelvin, but if, I don't know, Taylor Scott goes and walks up to a girl on the street, they're like, oh, hi.
I was wondering who you're going to use. Wow.
They're like, oh, hi. If the dude looked like Chris Evans or Michael B. Jordan, you'd be pausing for a second and going, oh, absolutely. So things that unattractive men or men who are perceived as unattractive men do are unattractive because you view them as unattractive. If a hot man or an A-list celebrity or something treats women in that exact same way, girls are fawning over him and just dying at the attention that he gives them. While I will say, when I look at that video, he should have known right away that woman was not interested in him and absolutely left them alone. If a woman is walking away from you as you are talking to them, I think that's a sure sign that she wants nothing to do with you.
Nah, she's just playing hard to get. She really wants it.
Yeah, you got to fight for it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, but there is something to be said for, I mean, again, on its face, obviously this is like creepy, unwanted attention.
Right.
You know, there's an element of that. But there's something to be said for, like, you know, I don't know, being persistent. And it seems like this guy is doing, like, he's obviously making this video as like a social experiment type of video where it's like, can I pick up a woman on the street?
Sure.
So I think you can give him a little bit of grace there. And also the guy who was like, you should never approach a woman in public or whatever. I'm like, that's
right.
A little weak sauce. Like, how are you How is anyone ever going to meet anyone new if you don't approach that? So I think this video, to give this guy a fair shake, it's like he's modeling to men, like, okay, yes, this is an extreme example, but here's how it's possible. And I think that's what he's trying to achieve, is like, hey, here's how it's possible to even approach someone on the street and just make something out of nothing.
So, yeah, and I hate to overuse the word, but there is some sort of there's a level of courage that it takes for a man to actually step forward and for all intents and purposes, shoot his shot with it, sure, with a female. And, you know, if you're doing it with the right intentions, like, you're creating a very, you're making yourself very vulnerable in that moment in time, with your interests and whatnot. But, that said, yeah, I don't think he's helping himself, with his appearance, whatsoever, regardless of how nice he is or how softly he approaches it. It's just like, hey man, people have their innate biological, discrimination, radars at all times. And, yeah, you know, I don't think this is helping you in any sense whatsoever. And you got to help yourself out here.
Yeah, there's...
Right, well, that's... Oh, go ahead.
No, there's shooting your shot, and then there's shooting your shot, getting it blocked by a woman, and then picking the ball up and shooting again. And that's what he's doing. That's the issue that I take for me. It's like, women go out, and this should be common knowledge, women do go out to talk to men, to be approached by men, and to get attention. The issue is when they get attention from men that they don't want the attention from. So that is really the fine line that I think every man walks. But by all means, be courageous and shoot your shot and talk to a woman. But if she goes, no, not interested, I'm going to walk away, don't go, oh, but wait, be civilized, I think is what he said. At least give me a civilized hello. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's fair. And I was just going to say, with this guy's style and everything, if anything, he's like putting himself in hard mode to exhibit the effectiveness of his whole approach. It's like you're going down a couple rungs on the ladder and making yourself more difficult to market. So the fact that he's able to close a deal with anyone is even like, wow, that's maybe there's something to your methods.
Yeah. Let's keep watching.
Ways to meet people. But on the sidewalk, as somebody's heading to their job or meeting up with a friend, you're not going to get great results.
Not true.
We cannot meet people on the street anymore. What is that? Where are we going if we put restrictions to where you can meet people? Think about it.
You can go ahead and continue on to the next clip.
Are you like a bouncer for a club or something? Yeah. It's Club Melanie. I've been wanting to come into Club Melanie forever. You guys never let me in.
I'm sorry.
Today I'm coming in. No. Even if I have to use force.
Ooh.
Melanie, today I'm entering your club.
Ooh.
Okay, first of all, if I was her, I probably would have not entertained all of that. To me, it was kind of obvious that she wasn't really trying to talk. So I feel like, you know, you don't have to push it at that point. I don't like unconsensual touching. I hate when guys touch me.
You're not entitled to women's attention.
Why do you think she said no thank you so politely?
Because a lot of women are afraid to be aggressive or assertive when stating no. Because again, men have a habit of kind of assaulting us.
Boss.
For not being polite enough.
Okay, well, I have to think about this one. This is a multifaceted thing. They're absolutely not, don't go and run up and touch people. But again, if it was somebody who this woman was attracted to, she would not have a problem with it at all. But yeah, I've certainly been out to bars, like my roommate or whatever, and a guy will come up and like put his arm around you or like grab your phone out of your hand. And I do not respond well to that at all. And I would be perceived as probably being a more aggressive female in that sense. I'm not shy about telling people to back up, do not touch, especially when it comes to other women being around me. If I'm out and you are bothering my friends, I will step in and say something straightforward to you. Whereas other women will be like, oh, ha, ha, no, thank you. Or I don't know, maybe. And that lack of setting a strong boundary does sort of tell men, oh, I can go further with this. Or maybe she's open to it, but she's just with her friends and she doesn't know what she wants or whatever. And it leaves the door open for them to push further. So there is an element of women needing to be more assertive in setting their boundaries with men. But then you often get that feminist retort of, why do I have to be the one to set the boundaries when you should just teach men not to to come up to us and talk to us?
Yeah, but then it's like, where is the boundary at all?
Right.
Because how is any man ever going to? It's like we joke about the whole consent issue of, you know, can I consent to get your consent to say this pickup line to you? It's like, right. At what point do you even, how far back does it go? And so, yeah, there is an element, and this is where both sides are responsible. And that's where we do a lot of talking about men and women and roles and all that stuff. But, you know, women need to be responsible for, hey, I'm not going to tolerate this type of behavior that I am not, you know, open to. And men need to have self-awareness not to be a predator in their sort of dating efforts. And you have to just come in with a healthy perspective on that too. So it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. And we always reduce it in these conversations to it being a one-way street. And I think that's unhelpful.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, something smells real good here. What is it? Is it your hair?
Oh, is it Joe much. Biden?
It's hair. It's right. Yeah. Here, something like right there. Let me see.
Too much.
Normally, when I do that routine, then I go like, but rest assured, I won't bite you because I'm a vegetarian vampire. The most I will do is this, but I'm not going to do it.
I'm like disgusted. I'm like crawling.
Don't do that. Do not invade their personal space without their consent. Don't touch people without their consent.
Like, he's making it seem like, oh, this is the way you can get girls if you like act like me. But she clearly looks like, obviously, like irritated. She looks uncomfortable. I feel bad for her, honestly, at this moment. It's...
I like myself, 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 because I'm sexy, because I'm sexy, because I'm sexy, and sexy when I grab my f***, and sexy when I grab my
f***. Oh my God, I don't know what to say, but I mean... You know, everybody's practicing affirmations in the mirrors these days. I don't know if that's the same thing as just practicing your affirmations. And if that's what you got to do to feel confident in yourself, more power to you, I guess.
Is this a deleted scene from Don't Worry, Darling, and how he was training the incels to have confidence?
Yeah. I was going to say like Fight Club. This is what they were actually doing in the basement. Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was weird.
Yep.
It's nice. He's like uplifting like his male community. I mean, that's basically it. I can't really say anything else. Like, it just seems so sleazy.
If they do that every morning, they feel confident. All power to them, to be honest.
I guess so.
Does that one get approval from you?
I get approval. Minus the, you know, that thing. But everything else, I respect it.
I guess it's cool that you're trying to help people.
They're taking this really well.
It's very nice and kind from the heart.
Would you be open to meeting Vince today face to face?
I'm good, thank you.
She had all this shit to say.
I don't think we'd have a ton in common.
I'm moved, saddened, not really surprised. Surprise!
Surprise! Pause.
Why would you show up for a video where presumably they explain to you exactly what you're doing, and then you watch it, you have all this commentary, all this shit to talk about this guy, and all these things that you want him to learn and to implement in his life, and then they go, hey, do you want to meet him? And you don't meet him. It's pretty messed up. Like, you should be able to stand by your statements right in front of his face.
Yeah, it's the same energy of the protesters of your speeches that before you go to campus, they're all willing to write chalk messages on the sidewalk. But you're like, okay, come to the speech and you can be the front of the line and say your piece and challenge me and discuss your ideas. And they don't take you up on that. So that's always tough to see. And it's really weak sauce.
It really is.
Hello. Hello, Vince.
It's nice to meet you.
Likewise, you comfortable with touch?
Only the hands.
Only the hands. I think we're in a day and age where you ask first. And the videos, it's out of context, you know.
We 100%.
We got to know that it's out of context, meaning we don't
but
see
I
what happened
seen
before
your other videos,
or after.
Though.
You have.
I have, yes. As far as some of the dating techniques, it's important to respect each other as people. And I feel like some of the things that you were doing maybe make people uncomfortable, especially as a woman. You don't know when, you know, if I deny this man, if that's going to be the man that tries to hurt me, you know? Mm. So it's not always easy to just tell a guy, hey, you're making me uncomfortable.
I lived in Vegas when I was younger, and I was actually approached by a pickup artist, and he tried to touch me as a 13-year-old.
I come from the place of making men more aware of abundance. A guy's talking to you, and he does something that makes you uncomfortable right away because he knows there's more available, he's good with that. So
interesting
I'm making them gentlemen.
I think it's disgusting, but if you, you know, if I think a lot of men and people out there need help. So I guess it's a good thing that you guys are helping them.
Boss, that's just funny. She's like, you know, I think what you do is absolutely vile, but if it is helping men in any way, shape, or form, I guess you're good to go. And it's this touching part keeps coming up and consensual touching, things like that. And I might even contradict myself on this, but if I'm into a man and he asks, can I like touch your arm? Can I kiss you? Can I do this immediately? I'm like, ugh. I'm not interested in that at all. And I know I'm not alone in that. There are plenty of other women who would say, absolutely not. I don't want you to ask me before you move forward in any way in our relationship. And there are women who are into that. But I think it's just important to acknowledge there are women on a spectrum of belief on that. And not every man needs to go and ask, oh, can I hold your hand? Can I touch your arm? Can I hug you? It's really emasculating, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's when I say the self-awareness piece, too. It's like you got to be able to
read the
like
room.
Shoot your shot, like you said before. Yeah, but then like, okay, really understand how they're responding and what their body language is. And, you know, because it's pretty clear usually, I mean, to a self-aware man, it's clear when you've missed or when there's not more there, or when you need to take a different approach. But to a non-self-aware man, you just push harder and harder. And then you just get into the thing where the girl's tolerating something that she doesn't want to be tolerating, but it's just getting more and more uncomfortable. And that's where you get into the inappropriate behavior territory. But again, it's a weird thing because it's like intuitive and contextual, and you can't really put a hard and fast rule on it.
Yeah, and I get it.
There's also,
Go, Scott.
I was going to say, there's also, I keep coming back to it, but again, this guy is not doing himself any favors because the initial, like everybody has their initial reaction to what they see, and they have to do the fight or flight, equation in their own mind in an instant. Mm-hmm. And this guy is an immediate flight for the majority of women, yep, most likely. And, you know, any sort of touching from someone like that you don't know is obviously going to make you very uncomfortable. But then you look at like the alternative, which you're talking about, Amala, a lot is, you know, if it's an attractive dude, if it's Brad Pitt that comes up and does that to you, you're going to be swooning. Mm-hmm. In this sense, it is a game that you have to read.
Yep.
But you have to come at it with the right intentions. But again, I think this guy's just shooting himself in the foot by the way in which he's presenting himself.
I know, like, dude, do a little chop of the hair, slick it back, get things going on, maybe remove the piercings from your face. But if you're into that, you're into that. I'm just saying, if I saw that man standing outside of my apartment, I wouldn't leave my apartment. Whereas, you know, he's going after the same type of girls that like a Leonardo DiCaprio is going after. And Leo's dating what? Gigi Hadid, who's in her early 20s now. So if Leo walks up to you and is flirting with you and you're some early 20 something year old, nobody's worried about that. It's all about the package that things come in for the most part.
Not cross boundaries.
A lot of it is due to a misconception. A lot of people go, oh, that girl is uncomfortable. The girl at the end of the free presentation hired me.
For what?
She became one of my top.
What'd she hire you for? She's like, I want you to scare this stalker who keeps coming to my apartment. You're hired. What is he hired for?
Let's see.
Trainer. So there's a lot of assumptions. Assumption.
Oh, new guy.
I'm Confidence Chris on TikTok. The reason I think I give good dating advice is because I know what the toxic guy thinks, because I have been that guy.
What's your opinion on feminists?
You know, I like to think I'm a feminist. I f*** with feminism.
Confidence Chris.
They all
say that. It's not what
you
want to hear, it's what you need to hear. Okay. You can schedule a phone call with him for an hour for $250. Okay.
All right, I know this one's gonna be bad because it's a podcast, and men and podcasts don't go well together, to be honest.
As a girl, you be with whoever the fuck you want to be, right? There should be guys in life that you're like, you know, I fuck with you, but realistically, you're not that cool, and I'm down to just fuck you. I don't think you should hold back. I honestly don't think you should hold back if you want to fuck a guy because he's hot and he doesn't have anything else going on for him.
I understand where the opinion is coming from.
Interesting take. I get where he's saying I'm a feminist, because that is probably something a feminist would say. If you want to sleep with the guy just because he's hot and he's got nothing else going on for him, then by all means do it, you know, girl boss, sis, all that other stuff. Probably not the best bit of advice for a young woman. Think about what could possibly happen after you sleep with a man who is hot and nothing more and has nothing else to offer you. Where do you want to be after that whole situation? How far could that situation go from one encounter of you just sleeping with somebody who's hot? There's a lot of really bad things that could happen down the line. Why not give yourself to somebody who is better for you, whether that's in the long-term sense, a short-term sense? Why do you want to sleep with a guy who has nothing to offer? Maybe it's because modern day women are increasingly having nothing to offer in return.
But I don't really like the language because it's like objectifying women as like a sexual object. I wouldn't talk about a man like that.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to f*** somebody just because you want to f*** them. You don't have to always be looking for a relationship, and that goes for men and women.
This is going to sound stupid, but kind of look at them as if it was like you're just your home. You know what I mean? It's just like you're talking to somebody and it's like, okay, like we're just having a regular ass conversation.
Yeah.
Treating them as if you've known them for almost a really long time, not being afraid to just talk to them like they're a normal f***ing person. You know what I mean? That's really what it comes down to.
A friend.
Yes, a friend. Yeah. Look at her like she's an ugly chick.
Yeah. You had me until the end. Promoting confidence in people, that's great, but like talk to everybody as if they're a friend. They don't need to be an ugly person to talk to them with kindness and understanding.
Like, he seems like he knows what he's saying is kind of dumb.
At the end of the day.
What would you think if I told you that most of his audience is women?
I can see why. He's attractive.
All right, let's go for our biggest icks for girls.
Wait, on the whole talking to her like she's an ugly chick, I mean, obviously that means like beautiful women are intimidating to men, especially men who are struggling with confidence. And so that's just saying like use in your own head the psychological tactic. Hey, she's still just a normal human being.
Right.
I can talk to her like that and not be, you know, thrown, you know, taken so aback by her beauty that I just forget to be myself. And that's the core of the advice. And I think that the reactions there were not fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a picture of the audience as if they're all in their underwear type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that was kind of what I was trying to hit on earlier when I was talking about like, oh, it does take some form of confidence and courage for a man to put himself out there and make himself vulnerable when they do approach an attractive female. It's, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. I think the crux of the entire issue here is like the dating advice. Like, what is the end goal? Is it to get as many women as possible, or is it to find the match?
Right.
And I don't know, with this guy, I'm getting the vibe of, you know, it's to accumulate numbers, accumulate the body count and keep it rising. And you know, I don't know. That's where I get a little turned off by any of these dating advice you know, tactics or games that they're promoting.
Yeah, it's never real. I mean, like, if you're actually trying to date and find somebody who's real for you, then be real and be your real self. And if that's awkward and uncomfortable, then it's awkward and uncomfortable. This sort of faux confidence, faux audacity thing that you're putting on women is going to fade away if you make it past, you know, the second date. So clearly the intention is not to get past the second date. And as far as getting attractive women, it's interesting because I feel as though attractive women don't get walked up to because people are so intimidated by them. So you don't have to be this like super macho, confident guy to go and get the attention of a really attractive woman, because so many people just like back away and don't talk to them.
Yeah. And building on that, there's something to be said for like having the confidence to be yourself, be relatable, and, you know, be present in one of those interactions to where it has the opportunity to build something of a connection and then a relationship out of that. But if you're the whole purpose of you building confidence is so that you can get what you want out of women, and not moving toward any kind of relationship, then that's where it's toxic. And so if your whole shtick is be confident like me, because then you can get any woman that you want to bed, then that's toxic masculinity. You're not helping men become themselves so that they can enter into healthy relationships. You're helping men exploit and get what they want out of women. And in that sense, it's
And women do it too. Like, it's very, women do it all the time. I can't tell you how many TikTok accounts I scroll past where it says like, oh, move your hair in this certain way or say this to him and he's going to be so in love with you, or like drop something and what, all this random BS that you can do as a woman to suddenly make a man open his eyes and realize that you're the attractive person who's been standing in front of him all along. And it's all fake. Just be yourself. And if you need a confidence boost in as far as trying to alleviate the anxiety that makes you not want to be your true self, then that's a whole different topic. And it doesn't need to be sought out through relationship advice and relationship gurus and just talking to normal people and practicing walking up to strangers and having those random interactions. Maybe people you don't want to sleep with. That's a good place to start and practice.
It's hygiene.
Okay, one ick I have is when men use the word ick, okay? That's a girl thing. That's for the girls. I'm sorry. Okay, continue.
I kind of agree.
You know, I don't say no one loves a smelly coochie. You're not a bad You're just a regular white girl from a small white town.
Did you really just say smelly coochie?
Well, not sorry. The BBL's gotta go. That shelf is looking a little sus. Did you tell me? Come on.
I agree.
Okay. I'm personally not really for the BBLs, but if they're making women...
Oh, I did not know what that is. Okay.
So yeah.
Thanks for spilling that out
for the audience at home, guys. It's a Brazilian butt lift. It's actually one of the most dangerous bits of plastic surgery procedures that you can possibly go through, and women are getting them in mass. I mean, if you go to the Miami airport, there are so many women, especially like in the summertime, and they're rolling around in wheelchairs trying to get back on their flights to wherever it is that they came from, because they're coming to get BBLs, which is essentially just moving fat around your body to make you more curvy. Yeah. So yeah, it can
if
go for now.
If women want to do that, if you want to look that way, then it's not really up to like this person or this guy to decide that it's in or out. I mean, tribal tattoos are out and
oh,
he still has these.
Roasted him.
Moving on.
Okay, do not give away your access for cheap. It's given feminists.
You hold your access. You really want a guy to like you a lot, you make it f***ing hard.
Yeah.
Think about the feeling you have when you hike a small mountain. You're like, all right, I don't care. But like, think about the feeling you would f***ing have if you climbed Mount Everest. Now, imagine the same thing about the way a guy was trying to go after you. If you make it Mount Everest, they're going to appreciate you a lot more.
I see the logic, you know, but I think everyone is different. It's all a case-to-case thing.
I do not agree with that at all. I feel like this kind of video is kind of is insidious in its impacts, because it's saying to women like, oh, you know, make things harder. But what that message sends to men is, oh, it's not that she isn't interested in me. That no didn't really mean no. That no actually meant try harder.
Pause.
And that's a lot.
It feels like we're not willing to take these things into context. A man knows if a woman, or should be able to tell if a woman is interested in him or not. If you walk up to a woman and you're like, oh my gosh, you are so beautiful, blah, blah, da, 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 da. And she looks at you and goes, no, or like, leave me alone, or turns away or looks super uncomfortable. You know, that woman is not interested in me. However, a woman who is playing hard to get is not necessarily going to be like turning away from you, telling you no, saying I'm not interested in you. She's going to be like, yeah, I'll go on a date, but the date's not going to go back to an apartment after. Yeah, I'll go on a second date. I hope that you're paying the bill. Yeah, you can pick me up from the car. I'm not going to drive to you. Things like that, where she's displaying interest in wanting to spend quality time with you, but that quality time is not going into a sexual realm. And if you can't decipher that with people, maybe you are not ready to date.
Yeah, I think the distinction is between playing mind games and asserting your self-worth.
Yeah.
And playing mind games is, I'm playing hard to get because I know you're interested and I'm just like keeping the carrot in front of you, even though I have no intention of actually opening up my heart to you or reciprocating this in the same way that you're coming at me. That's mind games, or just making this difficult just to make it difficult because I find it fun and entertaining, or I saw a TikTok about it. That's all mind games. No one likes that. And it's just, that's really frustrating. But saying like, I'm asserting my self-worth, I'm not going to be treated in a way that is below my standards.
Yeah.
That's not mind games. I don't even call that playing hard to get. I just call that having standards and valuing yourself and not compromising for less than what you believe you deserve to get out of a relationship or what you expect from a man. And do two unrealistic high expectations come into play? Yes, we've seen TikToks where these girls are like, unless he does this, 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 and this, and has, you know, seven figures and all this, like, then he doesn't have a chance for me. But that's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about just like, just at a basic level, like, I deserve to be treated with respect. I deserve to, if he's really interested in me, he's not going to do X, Y, Z. He's not going to be, you know, throwing himself at all these other girls or playing games with on his end, you know, not tolerating games. That, you know, that's to me the distinction between like, asserting your self-worth and playing mind games.
Chris, I think you might just be a little young. I don't know how old you are, but some of these things, like don't give away your access for cheap. They just feel kind of like you have blinders on and you're only thinking from your point of view when there's like so many point of views.
It's hard
to be
nuanced in
anything.
Would
you be open to meeting Chris today and talking to him?
Sure. I'd give it a shot.
Finally.
Hey, nice to meet you. What's going on?
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
Chris.
Thought you'd be taller.
Thanks. I get that a lot.
Short king.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah, you give me a hug.
Oh, my God.
I know you only saw a handful of the videos, but...
I think I've actually seen your stuff on TikTok. That's why I think I was confused, because I've seen stuff on, like, your other stuff on TikTok that actually gave really solid advice.
I think that's, the issue, though, is that, like, a lot of people do see these, like, quick things. Mm-hmm. They make one-second judgment, and then they're just like... this guy.
Yeah,
you know
I mean, that's
a
problem with the internet.
Would you say that any of my videos, I think you said one of them was insidious?
Not intentionally insidious, but I do think it has the potential to bring the wrong message to the wrong people.
Gotcha.
Which is what I'm saying, like, because, like, I don't think you come from a bad place.
No.
You don't strike me as one of those bad dudes who's like, red pill. Like,
No.
Oh, come on. Red pill insinuates bad, man. I just can't. And what if he was? What if he was red pill? That just means that there's a spectrum of people on this, and some of them are good and some of them are bad. It's just so BS.
You know, I also want to point out here is once she finally got face to face, her tone definitely changed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's again, it goes back to that biological, she's making that split decision. She's like, oh, this guy's attractive and he's right here. Let me try.
Yeah. Or just be nicer. Cause you can't be as mean as you are, when you're face to face with somebody. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe she just didn't know that he was sitting right there in front of her. And on that point of just like being women, not giving it up is insidious, or like teaching women not to have sex with men immediately is an insidious thing to teach. I can see how there's like a small portion of her argument where that would totally be the case, where men would be like, she's just playing hard to get. I'm going to keep trying. Much like Kelvin, the first man. He's probably one of those guys who's like, I'm going to keep trying. I just haven't been as successful as I was with the last one. I just need to work a little bit harder. But there's also telling women that, this is something valuable that you have to give somebody who hopefully you care for and hopefully cares for you. And there's a certain amount of respect and intention that you should expect from a man who you are going to give that to. Simple as that.
Yeah. But as toxic as this dating coach guy might be, at least he's not encouraging people not to unquestioningly listen to, you know, the likes of Rachel Maddow and Dr. Fauci. So. God forbid he be an agent of red pilling.
That's
not my vibe.
It just seems like there might be a little bit of blinders on in certain areas.
That's fair. I mean, I would agree with that. I feel like I hear a lot of these comments like online, but then just like hearing it from people directly is just a different experience. You're like, that's not what I intended. I think hearing all those different perspectives, like honestly, in a weird way, helps me like think about or make the content I make, because I'm like, what I'm saying is not necessarily what they're picking up, to be honest. Actually, no, that's my new thing, is that I'm trying to like date a girl that's like 6 foot. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, yo, can you get that like box of Cheerios for me? And like handle my business too, be like, yeah, that guy's bothering me.
Oh man.
Alrighty then.
Short king. He's got a lot of audacity.
That did catch it. It seems like it caught everyone off guard.
Yeah,
that he
it did.
To be a
They're like,
guy.
Oh, short. Does he like edit his videos to where he doesn't look as short as he actually is?
Probs.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, guys, that was our experience watching Pickup Artists. You guys have any final thoughts?
I don't know. This whole industry shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
This whole thing is real. I was at the Grove the other day and this guy came and sat next to me, and I forget what his name is, but I recognized him because he also does like this motivational speaking dating series for women. He's like super popular out here in LA. I'll have to like send you guys a picture so you can put it in this video, but it's just so wild that these people get such a large audience. So it means that there's a lot of people out there who are really struggling to build connections with others. So for that, if these people are helping you and they're helping you gain confidence and get out and talk to people and hopefully are making you more successful in that endeavor, then I guess more power to you.
Yeah. I'm all for encouraging people. And I think there's a place for that, like encouraging people in confidence and stuff. But, you know, there's actually like a New Testament idea that's like people who teach are judged more strictly. And when you're putting out dangerous ideas or, you know, things that can really mess with people's lives and they're coming to you in a vulnerable state, hey, I'm struggling to find connections or whatever. And they're just like, you portray this image to them that I'm this guru. And if you do what I say, you're going to be successful and have everything you want. That's a lot of responsibility that you're taking on and influence that you're taking on in a person's life. And to position yourself as this, like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to go about doing relationships.
Right.
It's a much more complicated and the high stakes issue that you're entering into in people's lives. And so I think it's like, if anything, it's just the lack of like humility in that regard that any sort of dating coach, I'm sure there are some out there that have that humility.
Sure.
And can approach it more holistically. But I think that's what rubs me around the way about this whole dating coach idea is just there's not this reverence for the fact that these are people's lives. And if they do what you say and incorporate your advice, they could, you know, is your advice really good enough to not lead them into more dysfunction, more brokenheartedness, you know, more pain and suffering in their lives and then hurting other people? Like neither one of these guys strikes me as having a healthy, you know, respect or self-skepticism in that regard.
Yeah,
I would piggyback off of that. I would definitely say there's one reason I'm not a huge fan of these relationship gurus is because it's so focused on specifically relationships when it's obviously they're like an echo of somebody like a Jordan Peterson, a Sam Harris, you know, deeper thinkers, philosophical thinkers who are helping people try and build their character first and foremost, which then brings about confidence and you know, interest and curiosity. And that's when you can go forward in life, in relationships, you know, whether it be romantic or just platonic, you can go forth and grow those exponentially. And I don't know, these relationship, to your point, Taylor, is like, you know, these guys seem to be like focused and is their advice like truly deep enough to make a meaningful and deep connection with another person? And it kind of feels just like a dime a dozen,
right,
sort of approach, from these guys.
Yeah. Don't mask if you want yourself.
Go ahead.
Hone in on who you truly are.
Exactly. And that's like, if you're in the dating pool and you want the best possible relationship for yourself, you want like long-term, you want to find the right person, make sure you are the right person first and work on yourself. Mm-hmm. And like the Jordan Peterson, you know, clean your room, but you know, get your own life together as best as you can and add as much value to yourself as you can. Dig down deep into your roots and your values and know who you are, know what you believe, be consistent, get character flaws out of your life and get healthy rhythms and relationships and be in a healthy place yourself first. And the more you do that, the more attractive you're going to be to other people because they can recognize that you have your stuff together and you're not going to have to resort to these, you know, cheesy, shallow tactics that these guys are peddling.
Yeah, so. And I think that's a good bit of advice to end today's show on. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Drop your pickup lines, if you have any, down below and talk to me about whether or not you're in a relationship right now. What's your status with yourself? Do you know who you are? Are you ready to go out there and date people? Are you confident enough? Or would you be seeking out the advice of a guy like Kelvin or Confidence Chris? Drop that in the comments down below. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a new video for you guys, which is every day. And join the Discord server in the description down below if you want to talk to a community of people who all love and watch the show and stand by at least some of the values that are expressed in this show on a daily basis. Thank you guys so much for watching. Bye.